9:44, final segment of the morning after. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus. Bumble Ashley's in here with us today. We'll do some podcasts after the show at Q1055.com. I'm going to get to the joke things, but first, we were talking about, an automatic Bible verse machine?
Yeah, like the pocket Bible speaker that you're supposed to pull out in times of need, and it gives you, like, you can hit buttons, and it gets you to the, like, book and then the verse, and then it just talks to you, and it's $39.99.
We all have those periods during our day where we're a little down and we can use a little inspiration.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Like, you're selling a Bible, and first of all, you're doing it on an infomercial, so you're making it look corny as hell. So, you know, the scenes and that they use are like, oh, you're about to have a big business meeting, and so you pull out your pocket Bible speaker, and it gives you some words of encouragement through the glory of God. And then, oh, you're arguing with your wife over bills. I know it'll fix that. The pocket Bible.
But for the person who's up that early or late at night.
Knows the Bible.
No.
It's like here's the thing. Remember when you had us take that psychopath test?
Yep.
And we were like, you know, people who are psychopaths know they're psychopaths, so they don't need to take the test. The only people who take the test are people who aren't.
Right.
Who just want to see. And
how
be reaffirmed that they're
I?
Not like
where
you
am
know,
I on the scale?
Yeah, like one bad phone call away from running into a post office. And so people like that already have the Bible. They know the Bible. Who were you reaching out to?
Yeah, but still there are people.
And I can't believe it's not an app yet.
Mm.
Like
it might be.
John 4:24-35.
There are people who have explored all avenues to find their way out of a period of darkness or depression, and maybe a robotic
mono speaker
will be their salvation.
You're right.
It is a good idea. And do you remember, I think I told both of you guys, remember the last brilliant idea I had?
Was it like a gym?
Nope.
Pizza.
Cold pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Where we cook the pizza and then we refrigerate it and you buy cold pizza.
You were going to call it ew.
Cold pizza.
Call it ew.
I had another revelation, speaking of biblical inspirations. I had another one the other day when I went to the Hong Kong buffet that's next to Walmart?
Yeah. Yes.
I would like to open up. It can be a Chinese buffet or any kind of buffet, preferably Chinese, I think, where you pay a little bit extra to take a nap, and then you can go back up after your nap.
How would you put the pods? Like, where would the nap pods be? Would it be like a morgue? Like, you just climb in a drawer?
No, it would be like preschool where they give you like a mat and a little pillow, and you lay down next to whomever. You keep your hands to yourself, somebody, and we will come by when it's time to wake you up for lunch.
The boots are like pull out couches, like cots, because we're all tired after we go hard through Chinese. But then you're hungry again in like a half an hour. So take a quick nap, pay a little bit extra, and then you can go back up.
Maybe you should just do like a Chinese buffet and then like cheeseburgers. So like eat your Chinese buffet, grab a cheeseburger on your way out because you're still going to be hungry in 20 minutes.
Well, what if I want more Chinese?
Oh.
You're screwing the business idea.
Gotcha. I don't know.
My TED Talk finally got published.
Yeah, I saw that pop up on
Did you watch
Facebook.
It?
No.
Why not? You don't want to hear about me trying to kill myself?
What? I know these
right.
stories.
You live this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it showed up. It was nice. My dad watched it, and he used words I've never heard Barry use before. He said it was educational, exhilarating, which I've never heard him use.
And he did just get back from the
Bermuda,
mm-hmm.
and scary.
Ah, yeah. I could see that.
And then he told me, you know, I'm here, right? I'm like, Dad, I know, and we're all good. This is the best kind of mood somebody could be in joblessness ever. So, dad jokes. Can I give you guys some?
Sure.
Sure.
Don't sound so enthusiastic.
I don't know where you're going to go with dad jokes.
Guys,
like, I was like, do I have to have a dad joke on, like,
no, no,
on the,
what do you
on
call,
the fly?
What do you call an alligator in here. A vest?
What?
An investigator.
Investigate.
No. I printed out copies for everybody.
Oh.
It's the morning after in Q105. Have you ever seen the dad joke challenge?
No.
We will go around the room.
Mm-hmm.
These are all dad jokes. Some of the best ever. First one to laugh loses.
Okay. So we just read them?
Well, you can choose. We all have the same ones. I want to hear what you have to offer. So go ahead, pick the best one. You've got to make us laugh.
What do you call an Argentinian with a rubber toe?
I don't know.
Roberto. No? Still no. I didn't even know if that was the right word, so it was. It worked.
Hey, D, want to hear a joke about paper?
Sure.
Never mind. It's terrible.
Stone. Stone.
God, you go.
What kind of computer goes best with spaghetti sauce?
I don't know.
A new Dell.
I'm fine. Ashley?
It was cute. What did one snowman say to the other one?
I read this one before. But go
ahead. Do you smell carrots? No? Come on. Carrot noses.
How many ears does Captain Kirk have? Three. Left ear, right ear, final frontier.
I don't even get that.
Ah! D?
Did you hear about...
Oh, you're not going to use the...
Did you hear about the superhero ones? Who went to the gym and had a lisp? He was Thor.
That's cute. I like that one.
Ashley?
Do I lose? I have to like read through these really quick. Why do bananas need sunscreen?
Have we heard this one before?
So they won't peel.
Yes. Darn it.
Why are skeletons so calm? Because nothing gets under their skin.
No.
D? Womp, womp. You're a dad. It's no fair. You have all these.
What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta.
That one's on the list. Ashley?
What do you call a sheep with no legs?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. He won't come when you call.
A cloud. No.
What do you call an old person with really good hearing? Deaf-defying. Yeah.
Your face is like the best, though. I think it's more the face. The like, wait for it face. Give you a laugh.
What's the worst part of a vegetable?
Stop.
You can't say that in here.
What's the hardest part of a vegetable to eat?
Look, here's the reality. Since we're not on every day, I can't practice these things out, so they're not going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, D, it's Sean's today?
We'll see. Tentatively.
How do you think that they will win today? I know JT Barrett is on one leg because something mysterious happened to him last week.
I do think they'll win. Do I think that win is going to propel them into the playoffs? Mm-hmm. I think they're going to fall victim to what Penn State fell victim to last year. And that was Ohio State getting picked to go into the playoffs over them, and they won the Big Ten championship. You have a two-loss team who's the Big Ten champion and a one-loss Alabama team. I don't know. I don't see how you keep – like, I don't know. I don't see how you keep Alabama out of the playoffs.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Ashley?
My hair off.
Chopping the hair off today? You going with boy hair and mom hair?
No. I told you. I look like a thumb with whiskers. I need to keep the hair full.
The place called Tin Can, which I guess is a small chain, kind of like how there's Bar 145s in a lot of different areas.
They're out of Michigan, right?
145?
No, Tin Can.
Oh, that I don't know, but it was funny to see the one that we now have here, which is open, which is in the bottom of the Berdan building. It's open now. It's right across the street from the Cock and Bull.
Did you go?
No, but because I just noticed they were open yesterday. It was funny to see them promoting, like, look how much fun you'll have here, and all the pictures of the people in there. I'm like, wait a second. Nobody. They were from the other places, but it's open. And all I guess they have, like, snack food and canned beers.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to go check that place out. What?
Wow.
What? Canned beers?
No, I mean, I'm just, it seems a lot, very, focused.
Very simple.
Very simple. Olive oil.
Like an olive.
Just, what are we going to do with it? Canned beers and pretzels.
What are you going to call?
We're going to call canned beers and pretzels.
Say what you are.
Canned beers and snacks.
Dang it.
Somebody should open up a flavored olive oil store since you closed.
Yeah, and buy all the stuff that we have.
Do you still have that salt?
Yeah.
Wait, are you done with the salt?
My wife gave it to somebody, but because she like enjoyed it, she was like, my parents would really like this. And then she gave like our salt to her parents.
The Chipotle sea salt.
I still have quite a bit of stuff. I actually have like a ton of spices. So.
9:55. Thanks for joining us here today. Today I learned on the morning after that I apologize to the wrong person in the family. I need to send one over to my brother's fiance, who's part of his group.
Correct.
Ashley, did you learn anything today?
I learned that you have multiple problems with the F words, families, friends, all those things.
Anything close to me.
Yeah.
Except the good F word. I'm okay with that one.
Yeah.
Fur?
I like fur.
That's a good one.
Did you learn anything today?
Yeah. I learned that that Ashley has a peculiarity when it comes to her sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if there's something you're going to be picky about, sleeping is one thing, but yours is like off the scale.
I don't think it's that weird. Now my mind's a little blown.
An individual air conditioner for your duvet.
That's all I want for Christmas.
Swap out your pillow every 6 months.
Yes.
Right?
The morning, just buy better pillows.
Norms.
The Morning After podcast on the website, Q1055.com, each and every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Q.